Hello and welcome. This is Prince Parise and Jack Howers, and you're here with tonight's edition of Gay Dads on Battleships.
Welcome to the Joe Mexico Radio Talk Show Half Hour Special Edition, and we are Gay Dads. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Notice how much louder I get as soon as the fucking mic starts rolling.
Yeah, that persona comes
right
out.
We're not here
for
tech talk, Jim. Let's just go ahead and... Prince Priest. There we go. Jim Print. You go by many names, many symbols, right?
No symbols.
No symbols, not yet.
None that I know of.
You fucking told me something just not that long ago that I'm interested, that I really want to dig into if you're willing to.
Sure.
You have the Weblos. I believe you do.
Is that like huevos?
I think so.
Okay.
My Spaniard talk isn't so buenos,
okay,
as they say.
Yeah, mine either.
Yeah, yeah. Sí. Okay. Yeah. You have a tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is this okay? You all right with this?
Look, you're not going to put me in a tight spot.
Okay, all right. Maybe somebody else. I don't know. Okay, so the tattoo that you have that you spoke about, it's a fox with deer horns on it, and it's about somebody, okay? All right. My question, too, because then I immediately thought, damn, all of them must be about somebody else.
Sure.
You said that the dragon one.
Wait, so you assume because I have one tattoo that represents someone that all of my tattoos represent a person?
All of them.
Okay, right.
Absolutely.
Let's just say that's true.
100%.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no hands. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which is true. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Every time I kill someone, I get a new tattoo.
Hence the Fallout Boy
right
there.
I killed the creator of Fallout Boy.
Mm-hmm. You killed Satan. Because there's a pentagram on your fist there.
Right. Well, this is older than Satan.
It's older than Satan.
Yeah.
Wow. So you killed him.
No.
Wait. You gave...
You can't kill the Dark Lord.
Huh?
You can't kill the Dark Lord.
Can you kill the Light Lord?
Only if you're...
I don't know. Okay, good. Can you kill trans fats?
You can be killed by trans fats.
Absolutely you can. Okay, all right. You have a dragon on your arm.
I think it's like a Cthulhu sort of thing.
Cthulhu?
Yeah, because... So this is my
what
dad.
Was that movie that turned into like a Netflix bullshit show? It was like Cloverfield was the name of the movie.
Oh yeah, and then they had that paradox, like, the Cloverfield paradox, which I turned off 20 minutes in.
I heard it was horrible.
I was excited because it's got an actor that I like from the IT Crowd. He's a Scottish.
What's the IT
actor.
Crowd?
Or is he Irish?
I don't know.
He's Irish.
What's IT?
The IT Crowd is a British comedy directed and created by Gran Linehan.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds cool.
It is good.
Okay.
If you like quirky British comedies, you'll like The IT Crowd.
Yeah, man, if you know me, I love quirky as fuck.
Sure, yeah.
I really do.
That's your middle name.
No, it's Frederick. Okay.
Jack Quirky Frederick.
Yeah,
Cowards.
Kind of a fucking sore subject, man. I don't know how to spell my middle name. And I just found this out recently, so, you know, fuck off. Like, that's... I still, to this day, I don't know how to spell my middle name.
Is that because you just don't know how to spell Frederick?
Well, here's the thing.
I like how many... There's a lot going on in that name.
Frederick. Okay, yeah. This is how I spelled my name. F-R-E-D-R-I-C-K.
Right.
Frederick. Wrong. That's how I was taught to spell my name my entire life.
Right. So they not only did they give you the wrong name.
Wait.
They spelled it wrong.
Wait. I was named after both grandpas. My first and my middle name, Jack, is pretty easy.
Oh, so one is Fred and one is Rick. You made it clear earlier.
Three grandpas.
You made it clear earlier that this is
my
how...
My mom was a whore. My grandmother was a whore. I got 19 middle names.
You made it clear
my name is
that
okay,
this is how you name your children and your family. You take two things and you put them together because your son's name is Jackson, right? Am I correct?
Yes.
I'm hijacking this podcast. Mm-hmm. And so you named your son Jackson because he's a miniature Jack and he's also your son.
Well, I'm drunk a lot, so it's easier to remember. It's true. If I don't name him, it'd be like, I can't remember. It's like Eric or something. I don't fucking know.
Right. Do you know how to spell his name?
Huh? Yeah, it's like, I know how to spell son, S-O-N, because that's what I have. And then my name. Right. And then you put the two together. And it's easy.
Well, that's son Jack.
Yeah. Well, that's still true.
Okay, right. As long as it...
Right. See?
Right. As long as it makes a point.
You don't think that I thought about this? This is meticulously thought out on how I spell my kid's name.
Sure.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
If I ever have kids, all of the boys would have girls' names and all of the girls would have boys'
Anybody
names.
That ever says that if I ever have kids...
Yeah.
They're not fucking having kids.
It's
or
true.
It's going to be a fucking accident and they're going to bail immediately.
That's in my blood. That's what my dad did.
See, there you
go.
Right there. Yeah.
And like they say.
Oh, dude,
like
I've been through
father
the
like son.
Oh, look at that.
Like father like Jackson.
Oh, man. And then it could be like abandoned son. Right? Right?
Right, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like Jon Snow.
You could probably bond with your dad then. Be like, man, we got something together. Fist pound him and shit.
If that's like, what the government did when your dad
man,
left.
Man, fuck throwing the ball around, having a catcher or whatever. Fuck that. I'm just abandoning kids.
Yeah.
Easy capeasy. It's easy. Just fucking leave.
Easy capeasy.
Fucking change your name. Yeah, duh. Everybody knows that. Easy. Yeah, capeasy. Back to me.
Yes.
No.
No. Okay.
I still don't know my middle name, though. Or it's Friedrich. That's my grandpa's name.
Right. Friedrich. So what are your two grandpas named? They're both... You have two grandpas named Friedrich?
No.
Okay.
One is Jack. One is Frederick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you were somehow
told to spell
but you were somehow named after both of your grandfathers.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, from my mom's side it's Jack. From my dad's side it's Frederick.
Right.
And I was told to spell it like Fred and Rick. But he's very German, so it's like Fred Ulrich. There's an E in there.
I totally forgot that your first name was Jack.
Yeah, well, that happens. That's why I named my kid Jackson.
Right.
What's my name? Oh, shit. So I could just ask him. Like,
I'm,
son,
well, I'm
what's
just
my name?
With...
And he'll fucking tell me, like, Jack. And he'll be like, oh, that's kind of you.
So if you have another boy, will it be Fredrickson?
You're a funny guy.
Or you could, if you
like
just in case you
words.
Just in case you have
yeah.
two.
Hey, if we go to the moon together, Jim, will we hold hands? Yeah, it's not going to fucking happen, dude.
Well,
yeah.
You mean what, us holding hands?
It's good to dream.
You're saying right
I
now...
I love the dreams.
You're saying right now that you won't hold hands with me?
No. Well, if I hold hands with you,
yeah.
Both of us are getting snipped on the table. We're getting our fucking nuts snipped.
Why?
Because I don't want any more kids.
Well, at we all. Can't produce children with each other.
Uh-huh.
You know that. This might be the reason we're not going to the moon is because...
Wait. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll take that.
So we can jizz all over each other all we want. We don't have to worry about there
like
being...
Like an egg?
Being, yeah.
You know, it took me like 30 years to figure out like on how a chicken gets pregnant. I just thought they laid eggs and like fucking egg... like the
I had this
rooster.
Conversation with someone the other day because they didn't realize that...
No,
the
eggs
that
them.
They lay eggs no matter whether or not
yeah.
they get fertilized.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But then the rooster fucks them. If the rooster
the
fucks
rooster
them,
fucks the egg?
The rooster fucks the hen.
Right. Yeah.
Or the tom. Wait.
The tom.
That's a turkey.
Oh, okay. That's what they call female turkeys?
I don't know if it's the female one. I don't know.
How many Jenners do we got left?
Yeah, right? There is a three Jenner thing, though. I got my mind changed on that shit, though.
A bird with three genders?
No, flowers, basically.
Oh, sure.
Like, that's a gender within itself, so it's
there's, like a starfish or a jellyfish or an octopus that can... it removes its penis, and then the penis makes its way over to the female.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's fucking hot. And dangerous. Does it come back?
I don't think it comes back.
Like Scorpion? My guess is... get over here! Mortal Kombat. It's fucking slinging its dick out.
My guess is that, like in most situations where mating is involved, the man then retreats to some cold, dark area to die.
Probably, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that for a second. A starfish?
I don't think it's a starfish. It's probably, I think it's more like, I don't know.
We used to have starfish in my house, like fucking grown, not live ones, but like decorative ones that my mom would buy.
Oh, right, like dried out?
Yeah, from like Pier 1 or bullshit or whatever. Right. My fucking
makes
OCD
you just wonder,
just,
like, how many starfish are there?
Just fucking took over. There's like little fucking like feelers on the inside that dry it out and shit. And it's like, I could just take this pencil and just make a huge mess and just like peel them all off because they like all crispy and shit.
Did you do it?
Huh?
Did you do it?
Yeah, on all of the starfish because like I couldn't help but like,
right?
You know,
it was a compulsion.
It looks so fucking cool. Just...
I did that with a Taco Bell hot sauce packet. Because there was, I had this, all I remember is holding the Taco Bell hot sauce packet, looking at it, and then looking up at this big white wall, and then putting it on the ground.
Oh, dude, yeah, yeah.
And the next thing I know, sure. I just
Why
stomped
wouldn't...
on it, yeah. Oh. And it went all the way to the ceiling. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best moment of my life. I've never felt happiness
ever since. My kid shows me some shit on YouTube every once in a while, and he shows me, like, fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Like, kid... I don't know if you should be watching this. There's like some Chinese. I'm going to call him a gangster, dude. He's a fucking badass.
You should call him Jack Dad because it sounds like he's the one making the decisions on what we're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, sometimes because he'll show me like fucked up, like funny shit. Like, you gotta see this shit. He showed me to. You see my bathroom. You seen what's the fucking spray that you put in the toilet?
Oh, for like
Poopery.
The... Yeah.
He fucking dragged me in. He was like, you gotta see this shit. It's fucking awesome. I was like, that is awesome. I love you, son. I love you, dad. And then we just cried and, you know, hugged and spooned it or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah. But yeah, that fucking
beautiful.
Guy, dude, this Chinese guy
mm-hmm.
would take like a full 2 liter in front of like just people sitting on a bench, take a little slug off of it, put it on the ground and just smash the shit out of it and just like spray it on everybody.
Who is this?
I don't know. Nobody knows his name. And
that's just
if
like
you
his
know
trademark
Chinese people,
move.
Like I know Chinese people, they all look the same. So it's like,
right.
How the fuck are you going to recognize this guy?
Right.
He wants to be anonymous. What's a better way to do that
that's
than
why
being
can't.
Chinese?
That's why they can't catch Kim Jong-un.
Oh, he's Korean. But okay, close enough.
Right, well...
he's on the run?
It's, like you said, bird of a feather.
Flocks together. Man, I don't put that together. Hey, look at that.
Well, this
that was a haiku.
Took a racist turn. Yeah, it's a haiku.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that happens, you know? Racism happens.
Right, and it's what's good is that we're confronting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Tell me more.
That's all, like, that was it.
Oh, that we're confronting racism?
Our own racism. You know, because if we weren't, then we'd really be in trouble.
I don't have any racism. I love
Because then it would just, then it would be white nationalism.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work out
right.
for a lot of countries. For some countries. Well, any nationalism doesn't really work out for a lot of countries.
Yeah, look what happened to the moon and Mars. Nobody
Nothing
lived.
But mortar craters.
Yeah, nobody lives there anymore.
Just blew them up. Artillery shells. It's just, yeah, that was like pre, what is it, like negative World War IX? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you go backwards and shit like that.
Yeah, the Great White Wars.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I fucking love World War One, like the artillery shells and shit like that. I don't love it, but
it's
I
the
love
best,
learning
it's
the history.
Best World War.
It's the Great War.
Yeah.
We have to talk about this later.
Okay.
Okay. Do you Wait. Actually know about this shit?
What?
The World War One?
No, I honestly don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
It's
I honestly, whenever
but
I
it's
say.
It's really boring to listen to on a podcast.
Right.
Anyways.
Whenever I say things, I'm just taking random things that like I saw on the internet
okay.
throughout my life and things like that I've overheard someone in another room like talking about. And I just piece it together. And that's what I, that's how I come up with facts.
It is.
Yeah.
But that's how people come
like,
up with
like
memes.
The thing about the starfish, like, you know, that doesn't sound real.
No, I think that's real. Like they regrow some shit and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's yeah. fine. That's cool. That's
good.
Cool. Yeah, I like that. For sure. Hey, what are you up to? Fucking 16 minutes.
Oh yeah, we gotta keep going.
Yeah, yeah. For 16 more minutes.
Right.
14 minutes. Well, whatever. Whatever it
is. I like 32 is a good number.
Is it?
I
That's
don't know.
Shaq's number, right? When he was on the Lakers. Do you watch sports?
I've seen it happen.
You've seen the sports?
Yeah.
I've seen the
I know
sports
it
happen.
I know that it happens for sure. There's no doubt in my mind that it takes place.
I think it's documented somewhere.
Yeah.
Some people get into it. I'm You want me to be honest with you? I am completely losing all interest in sports now.
Yeah. I was into MMA.
Were you really?
And I lost interest in that because of how
Wait, hold
all
on.
The bullshit politics.
You were in it?
I was into it, and I was interested in actually doing
Are
it.
Are you healthy enough to like spar and stuff like that?
Probably not.
No?
But I used to train at the Racine Boxing Club.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
But, you know, the whole, you know, the whole thing with, who cares? Who cares?
With the politics thing?
Well, just
and
like
MMA, like I watched like a couple of matches and shit like that. I never
this is now
like,
this just turned into the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah. No, that's fine. MMA, what is it? The Fight Club with whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, I'm very genuinely curious.
Okay.
Like, how did it get political?
Well, so there's the whole thing with like the athletic. Like the testing that they do
for the drugs, right? Well,
right.
Not drugs. But
well, okay.
Human,
so with
whatever it is. Yeah.
First off, some of my favorite fighters
Touch
really
ass,
really
name
disappointed
them.
Me. Well, John
name drop them.
John Jones, you know, turns out to be a total just piece of shit douchebag.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Just say it.
John Jones.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's good.
Oh, look at it. Corrected it, too.
Thanks. All right. It turned out to be a... Oh, he looks fantastic! All right, keep
yeah.
on going.
No, he's a
I'm listening.
Force of nature. But and then, like, Anderson Silva and Nick Diaz, when they fought after
Anderson Silva, he was, like, the most badass fucking guy, right?
Right, he was amazing. And then he got cocky, and...
Didn't he, like, that's the guy that wrapped his fucking leg around?
Right.
Like, broken?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Who's the
other one?
That
happened, and then they rematched, and then he,
Who's the other one?
Or wait, no, the rematch was when he got knocked out, and he was getting cocky, and
no,
then they
who's
fought
the
again,
third
and
fighter
he checked
that
his,
you were talking about?
Nick Diaz. So okay. He fought Anderson Silva... And then afterwards, they both tested positive for things. Anderson Silva tested positive for steroids, and Nick Diaz tested positive for THC. And they gave him, like, because it was the second time he tested positive for
like
pot.
Like weed?
Yeah, weed. Right. And so they were going to give him, like, a seven-year suspension.
Damn.
And then Anderson Silva got, like, a slap on the hand.
Wait a minute. 7 years suspension is basically, like... You're fucking done.
Your career's over because he's already like in his 30s. So,
well,
he's back in though. It's up now. It's over now. So it didn't last that long.
Okay.
But it's just crazy that this guy, who is one of the most like, he's one of the strongest.
Yeah,
like,
this is
training
a Joe Rogan
ethics.
Podcast now.
Yeah, I know. Fuck this shit.
Okay.
Fuck
all right,
this. I don't
want to
talk about this stupid ass shit. Because the whole point was that I don't even watch it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's dumb.
All right, cool. All right. So, oh, fuck.
We already lost all,
all right,
the listeners.
Speaking of the top, fuck them listeners.
Right, okay.
Whatever. Nobody's listening anyways. But anyways, what would you say that your title is? So I can see, like, the MMA guys, they are fighters. Like, you throw them in a ring, they're fighting. I'm an assembler. I assemble shit.
Okay.
You know?
I'm an artist.
Artist. Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't want to offend you or anything like that, or, like, label you wrong. You know? You're an artist. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I've seen you fucking spray paint and shit like that.
Yeah.
With the cans. Dope. I've seen you paint. Awkward. So, I know that guy. I know him. But it's very slow, you know, with the painting. With the brushes and shit.
Painting and the brushing.
You can't really fucking cheer somebody on like, yeah, he's fucking doing it. He's fucking killing it. You can't do that, you know?
No, you could. I don't know. That might kind of be stressful to hear that.
The guy that made this shirt,
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't like that when I was... Yeah.
Oh, because you were cheering him on when he was making the t-shirt?
Woo-hoo! Yeah. He probably fucking hates me. I love you, D. I love the D. If anybody knows me, I love the D. Give me that D, I'll wrap my arms around that D. Yeah, absolutely. I'll hang out with the D all day.
So now we've come full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Back to, so let's talk about how we're gay dads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, look at that. No. Wait, because the D?
Oh. Because this is gay dads in space.
Gay dads in space?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? That's what you opened up
with?
No,
it was something else. It was like gay dads,
Fuck, hold on. I was on to something here. All right, so, like, if your hands got, like,
okay,
like injured.
Right.
For, you know, like, dude, that's your moneymaker right there. That's your fucking hands.
Right.
Like, you gotta take care of them motherfuckers.
Sure.
Like, you know, Doctor Strange, the movie.
Right.
You know, like, he got fucked
up,
right?
I would just do what he does, and I would just get...
Strange powers?
Yeah.
Of what? Being sober?
Yeah, that's right.
It probably is. Now it's probably like that's your power.
I would just find some other
I'm serious,
form of
Jim,
catharsis.
That's Prince, priest. Yeah. That's your power, dude. Like, that has got to be such a weird. Like, you go to bars, you don't drink,
mm-hmm,
but you go to bars, but you're sober.
Right.
I've been to bars sober. It's fucked up. It doesn't.
It's great because usually, like, when people are intoxicated, they just, you know, conversation's a lot less awkward. And, like,
I'm going to grab a beer.
Okay.
1 second.
You can just, like, you can ignore people, too, if they're drunk. And they don't. Register.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if someone's really drunk, I can just continue to look forward and sip my water.
He doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Right, yeah. Where they just repeat the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
I'm going to narrate what's happening. Jack Cowher's wife walks into the house. Jack raises one finger to his mouth. Oh, it's his son.
Hello, wife.
Hello, Frederickson. All right. Well, so this is a solo podcast now. I guess what I'll do is I'll go into my texts and I will recite "They is nuts." This is a horrible idea.
Hey,
We can review what's going on Facebook. Kanye West, 400 years of slavery. Jessica Logic, sitting in a bush. Some girl I just met. We'll probably unfollow. Free pool and darts tonight at McCullough's on the Square. If you're interested, McCullough's on the Square is a local Irish pub located on 6th Street. They serve frozen Durango's pizzas all night long. We hope you stop by. I'm doing commercials.
Huh?
I'm just doing commercials.
Oh, that's always good. Yeah, okay, I'm back now. Now the show's going to get better. It always has been. Let's see. Okay, we're almost there. We're almost there. Commercials?
Yeah.
Of what?
I did a McAuliffe on the Square
commercial. After this is done, I got to show you. I got it. You should hear the, I'll show you later. It's fucking hilarious. My kid fucking kills it. I would have him do like, commercials in the middle of shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's about people being fat. You actually look pretty good for yourself. You look like you're not fat. So that's good.
That's funny because people do call me fat sometimes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're healthy. You look healthy.
Thank you. Yeah. Like I got a healthy glow.
You, yeah. Ish. Yeah. 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 For sure. I agree with that. With them, those people, I would agree with that 100%. 100%. Who's this chick? Is that that chick that got her ass kicked?
Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey. Oh, you really were. You were into this, the MMA thing.
I mean, I like specific fighters. You know, I didn't like everybody.
Well, like baseball, football, or anything like that?
No.
No?
No. No. I mean, sometimes, like, if tennis is on.
I love tennis.
Yeah, I don't know why, but for somehow,
dude,
like, I'm entertained
badass.
By tennis. Yeah.
I wish they had more sports.
And I really
on...
like the sounds that they make. I like this, like, really quiet, and you just hear, huh! Huh!
Yeah. That's the shit.
It's
dude.
Like ASMR, you know? It's like, so... it's really relaxing for some reason.
Do
it
you know
shouldn't
what
be.
The definition of ASMR is?
Yeah. It's,
Please help me out with this.
It's,
My kid looked it up the other day. I was like,
What? Autonomic sensory meridian, response.
Something like that, where it's like just whispering.
Right.
I'm just going to go ahead and calm you down. Blah, blah, blah. I tried to beat off to some ASMR porn. It didn't.
Yeah, my cousin would listen to that shit.
But it was also.
It did the opposite for me. It would make me feel enraged.
Really?
So while he would like get a little chubbing, feel really relaxed, I would start grinding my teeth and I would just have to get up and leave. Yeah, it's like when I hear people chewing. Apparently there's a name for that too. It's called misophonia.
I believe it.
And it's a psychological condition that affects people. And when they hear certain sounds like someone chewing, it induces
whistling?
Like blood curdling rage.
Yeah.
Whistling
I do that with
whistling.
Whistling
doesn't bother me. It's just, it's really, I've only noticed it, I think, mostly with,
like OCD whistling. That shit fucking, I kill. The same.
That's me. I'm a total obsessive whistler.
Yeah.
But I catch myself and I stop myself.
I can handle
when I'm alone,
you.
It gets out of hand and it annoys me.
You go.
Right. I'll do the Cantina song in Star Wars.
I love that. Hey, that was pretty good. Also, the master at SNES, Star Wars, The Return of the Jedi? There was an SEN.
That's a good game.
I watched you play that game. You were the only one that can get, like, past whatever
when
level.
When did you see me play that game?
At the at your cousin's house. But that's a different conversation. That, you know, off mic kind of shit. That's fine. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I used to watch the game all the time.
Like Rain Man fucking kind of shit. Yeah, it's a good game. All Star Wars games, I feel, are fucking great games. Fucking kill it, dude. They fucking kill it. All of them. I love them all. Oh, even, yeah. Like the dumb ones.
I fucking rocked all those games, dude. Like TIE Fighter, X-Wing. I played those ones even. Rebel Assault.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm in the same boat. I was a TIE Fighter. I started off on that shit.
It was such a cool game because it was like...
And then I was like, oh, they came out with a fucking... I can fly an A-Wing because I was always trying to fucking trap them motherfuckers down and shit. And they were so fast and I couldn't fucking do it. And I have that game on the computer, but I don't have the joystick like I used to.
It really captures the vacuum depth of space because you're really just looking at black for a long time.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And like following coordinates.
Where the fuck
so
are
you
they?
Find like some polygonal.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah. It was good. Shit,
and then you get so excited, you're like, holy shit!
There he is.
There it
found
is.
Found it. Yeah. Found it. Better track it. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I still like video games. You think like fucking. Yeah, I think I might be playing video games till the day I die.
Yeah,
unless
totally.
They get like really shitty.
They won't.
I don't think they will.
No,
I
how
think
could that happen? They're amazing.
I think they'll
they've
get
only gotten
even
them...
better.
Right? Yeah.
Like this is I don't know. I don't know about like the VR shit. I guess I don't want it to get to the point where motherfuckers can't just go. Motherfuckers, sorry. People. Can't just like put the shit down and like go outside and realize like what's going on. Like,
if anything, video games have made me
realize. You think
realize...
that's a danger? I think it's a fucking dangerous.
Well, you
thing,
really man. Have to care about other people to feel that way. So I don't have that response, and I'm not saying I don't care about people, but
yeah,
I
you
just don't care
right
about
there.
Most of
I
them.
I understand the feeling.
You know, like so. But what I've noticed for me is that if anything. Video games have made me appreciate just normal existence even more because I go outside and I'm like, damn, look at the graphics.
Yeah.
That shit's dope.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, I don't know, like I would play like my girlfriend just beat like the Call of Duty World War II.
Okay.
That kind of shit. You know, yeah. It's like, you know, the opening sequence was like 60 million dead.
Right.
And shit like that and... It was like, yeah. She was like, do you think it was really like this? It's like 60 million people dead in, you know, just a couple of years. Yeah, maybe it was just like that. Because you can't wipe out that many people. It's millions of people. Yeah. Like, yeah, for sure. Every fucking video game person that you've ever killed. In your entire existence, your lone existence, let's just say that, is not even equal to World War II or World War I. If you want to combine them, motherfuckers, you got to live to, like, what, the age of, like, 200 and just be playing constantly
to kill
video
that
games.
To kill that many people
absolutely,
in a video game?
Absolutely, for sure. 30,000 people a day for fucking, like, 4 years, dude. I don't even do anything 30,000 times. What the? Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how your math is, but.
Well, I mean, it yeah. I don't know how my math is either. But either way, that's a lot of fucking people dead.
That statement wasn't related to anything you just said.
It was about video games.
It was that, but what I'm saying about your math, that was just a speculation.
Oh yeah, I love math.
I was gonna say that regardless of whether you said any of that stuff about
goddamn patriotic expert at it. No, I'm terrible. Well, I'm decent at like small math.
I'm not good at that even.
No?
No.
Like, I don't know. They do that weird shit.
Like nine times eight? I'm not sure what that is.
72?
Is it?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think 9 times 9 is 81, right?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Let's look it up. See, it's confirmed.
Yeah, it's a... You
know, we what? Both don't know math.
No, I'm good. 9 times 8. You know... Show it right there. 72.
Oh,
damn,
man.
Confirmed.
Damn. Confirmed.
Yeah. Do you need anything else confirmed?
We'll yeah, just let's ask. Do...
the Google Overlord.
Let's do 6 times 12.
You do it.
6 times 12.
Mm-hmm. Cool, U-Hauls. That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. We can get a...
All right, let's get a truck.
That's a... Right.
That's how advertising works, man. Yeah, like, we got us.
Universe.
You got us. All right, I'm getting it.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I got one. Where do we buy soul crystals to make our power better? Okay. Soul crystals. God damn it. It's a fucking video game. It's a loop, Jim. Prince. Jim Prince.
What, you found the Matrix glitch?
No, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's Jimson.
It's a Jimson. Yeah. I'll be the Jimson.
Oh, yeah? You think you're the Jimson?
No, I'm not your son. I might be older than you. What's your birthday?
September 12th.
I'm not older than
1962.
You. No, that's not
1964. 84, November 3rd.
September. I'm October 30th. So I'm not... Wait.
Of 84?
Yeah. We're all 84 babies, man.
So you're older than me.
I... Slightly.
Yeah.
Very slightly.
You could be my dad.
I don't think so. Really?
I'm sure science could make that happen.
Should we do that? Have you seen The Human Centipede?
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a science fiction film?
No. Not at all. It's a documentary. And a good one at that. Very well documented.
Right. Yeah.
I haven't seen the whole thing.
The whole centipede?
No, like the whole movie. But it's a good fucking basis. I like it. Because it's like, wait, the whole anus goes through, like, everybody? And, like, the nutrients get dissipated through the body? Like, the whole thing's meant to live, right? In the human centipede?
It's hard for me to get in that guy's head and really figure out what he was aiming at.
Okay, I mean, like, oh, shit in my mouth, blah, blah, blah.
Right,
but I think
yeah.
I looked this up not that long ago. I think like the whole intestinal tract went through all of them, and so like the person on the end, you know, the caboose.
Yeah. Right. They got caboose. They're on the shit end of the stick.
No pun intended there. stick or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a real plumber's job he's got going on there.
Hey. Yeah. Man. Ooh, that poor asshole.
The thing is, like, to graft someone's mouth onto someone's butthole, that would really take a lot of...
strategery.
Well, I mean, you'd have to have them out for a long time, and I don't know if two bodies like that would graft together. You know?
You know what I just thought about? It's kind of twisted. See, this is why I can't do podcasts anymore, because I'm getting, like, a little buzzed up here. And I start sounding like a... like an old country fucking trucker that's just barreling down the road. You know what I always thought about? Like in the fucking movies and shit, like you duct tape the mouth and shit like that. You ever have a stuffy nose where you can't fucking blow it out?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, if you fucking duct tape my mouth, I'm going to fucking suffocate to death. I would suffocate. You know what I mean? Like, what happens? Because
you're always just if you...
Do you think you panic enough where it's like... like you...
Oh, so you're saying if someone duct-taped your mouth and you had like an upper sinus
problem,
like you had allergies at the time?
If my mouth was surgically attached to somebody else's asshole and I had a stuffy nose,
right?
Would I suffocate? And then would I be the middle car? Like that would suck for the... I wouldn't want to be the middle car.
Yeah. Well, I think once you attach someone's mouth to another person's butthole, it's like if the person, if the brain would...
I'm fully paying attention to this.
Yeah, if the brain would to suddenly shut off, then the organs in the person in the rear would then sync up with the organs of the person in the front.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not what happens when you die.
Yeah, that's what happens if you're...
No, you fucking... No, you...
It's not one organism.
There's only one way to prove this, Jim. And you know it. You know it. I'm not going to argue this anymore. We've had this argument for years.
Yeah, so it's finally time to do it.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to come on the podcast with me and Jim now, it's the me and Jim hour.
We're looking for volunteers basically
are about the same height and weight, you know, just for my chairs, my special made chairs. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, if you could measure from your knee to your hip.
Also, if you have no family, that'd be fantastic.
We're looking for someone with about an 18-inch knee to hip length. So we need two.
Oh, that's where they took them. Yeah, right.
Well, we just want the mouth to line up with the butthole.
Something like that. No, right. No. Let's make it fun. We could put like a pool noodle in the middle somewhere.
A pool noodle.
Yeah. We'll take like a we'll start with a two person
in the middle
centipede.
Somewhere of what, the room?
Huh?
Where's the pool?
We'll figure it out.
Okay, I don't think we're gonna.
I'll
figure
draw
it
you
out.
Up some plans.
It sounds it sounds like we're not gonna figure it out.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'll send you an email. And it'll be great. It'll be great.
CC me.
I'll
do you know what that means? Facebook. To this day, I don't know what that means.
Closed content, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
CC. I still don't know that shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. MSRP, manufacturer's suggested retail price. That's what that means.
Is that what that means?
MSRP,
What does AARP mean?
Fucking old people. That's what that means.
Okay, yeah.
You're old.
That's a weird acronym.
AARP?
For old people, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, I don't know. It's like a running joke. And, like, AARP. Like, if you want to make somebody that, like, whatever. If you want to make them, like, uncomfortable about their age and shit, just... AARP fucking, Prince. That's you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good joke.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're not that old yet, so you don't know it. When you start getting the AARP fucking stuff shit in the mail. And it's like, oh, man.
I get something in the mail.
Damn it. What is it?
I don't know.
Spam mail?
Yeah, I do. I get something. Who is it? It's, I think it's insurance or something.
You get insurance? Like spam insurance?
Like life insurance or something?
I got my fucking first text.
I also had a cousin hit me up.
I'm going to show you this
about
shit
life
right
insurance.
Now. I got the fucking first spam, like truly fucking spam message yesterday. Okay, read this shit. Read this aloud while I go grab a beer.
The fuck? Okay. A client died 16 years ago. Shut the fuck up. A client died 16 years ago. I tried finding his relative to inherit $6 million unsuccessfully. I text you because... Oh, your phone locked. Oh. Your name matched the relative name, and I want to make a deal with you.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Can
you spell because?
Because.
Can you spell it, please?
BCOS.
Yeah, because. Yeah. Yeah.
Is spelled UR.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
What's the number that I got it from? It's usually on top.
It's an
email. It's not a number. It's a fucking email.
Larry Willowbin. Larry Willowbin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
These are some Yeah, this is awesome. I'm holding on to this motherfucker. I'm waiting. I might text him back. Who knows? Maybe
we should get him on the podcast.
Yeah, buddy. Just give me a call. Yeah, give me a call anytime. All right, dude. We're fucking we're way over here. We're good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to take a podcast nap.
Podcast nap. Alrighty, buddy. Alright. Well, thanks for listening, and that's been Jim, what's your full name? Don't even fucking say it. Don't even worry about it.
Stay away from spiders.
Say, yeah, good luck with that. There's fucking, they're all over the place.
I know, I wanted to make a challenge.
Yeah, good luck. A challenge. Yeah. All right, bye. I love you.
Sleep well.